need to go on a run.
Right, good evening. This week's Trippers Pod is on, and we've got a bit to talk about after a fantastic win against Watford, Brighton, and like fireworks from Emre Can's overhead slash bicycle overhead slash scissors kick. In tonight, we've got Paul, we've got Sean, not Sean Paul for a change, and Shane Davern's returning after 6 months off. We told him to go off, learn how to be funny, and come back, and then we'll have him on the pod again. So, without further ado, let's get it on. Right, good evening, gents. Good evening. In tonight, we've got Sean and we've got Paul and we've got Davo coming in. Shane, this is what, your third pod, is it?
Third, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Third.
You better be good this time because the last time was shit.
Hence the 6 month break.
We've had you off in intense training. You've lost a bit of weight as well. You're taking the Emre Can approach. That's what I like to see. Sean, Paul, good to see you. Nice hat.
Yeah, cheers, Sean. And we're gonna comment on headgear here.
Good God. If it's good enough for Adam Lallana and I start the trend fucking my man into the bunker, you know, ask me bollocks.
Yeah, but no, you would had the little plastic girls when the fucking 8 year old.
I'd like to see the hair without it though.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to see the hair wild. Down,
it's like a wild mane.
It's actually wild at the moment. That's what I had to, okay. I had to put under control. It's like, it's just, it's like, imagine a white man's afro. You know, like with us all curls and twists in there. No, not like proper curls, like afro curls. I'm talking about just like calves licks all over the shop.
Yeah, yeah.
They just come out.
Calves licks all over the shop.
Look, it just goes fucking wild everywhere. Yeah, Jesus, you have to get it under control.
Yeah, Sean, put the yolk back on.
Yeah. Is that better?
Yeah, that's great, yeah.
Yeah, grand, yeah. Smell a fake tan off the fucking hairband though. Right, lads. Well, where do we start with that game, I suppose? A win against Watford, we're 35 games played, 3 points ahead of everyone, and getting down to the business end of the season, 3 games to go, 7 points to secure Champions League. We've never been in a position like this recently at all, ever, 13, 14. Only need 7 points from our last 3 games to secure our
the
main goal.
Are coming.
Where do we start? Shane! Talk to me, Emre Can's goal. There's nothing else to talk about that match, really. Well, there is. There's a few things to talk about that match, but let's start with the glorious, glorious. And the first question I have about this goal is: was it an overhead kick or was it a bicycle kick? This is all I want to know all day long.
Well, I go overhead, yeah.
You go overhead.
I go overhead, yeah. Ball was behind him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go overhead.
That's the difference. Yeah. I thought a bicycle kick was an overhead where you do the little.
He didn't do the scissors.
I always believed the bicycle was a sidewards, more of a sidewards scissory.
The overhead was a straight flappy. It wasn't a scissor motion though.
I thought a bicycle kick was the scissor thing, but over your head.
No.
Where, and a scissors kick was the bicycle thing to the side. And an overhead, yeah, was just like, you know, an overhead is just like falling back like you're something like that. You know, when an ember goes in and like your man will celebrate, you're like, oh, it wasn't a bicycle kick though, it looked a bit shit. Looked a bit geek.
But yeah, so overhead for Shane.
Yeah.
Sean?
Overhead, yeah.
Overhead?
100%, yeah.
I think if you did a bicycle overhead kick, I go.
It was a hybrid.
If you flick up, you're on the non-foot you're kicking with, you know? In other way, he flicked up, the left went right up in the air, before the right.
And then the right came through.
Yeah, that's definitely an overhead.
What do you make? There's some absolute madness going on Twitter today. I mean, there's some absolute loons out there, right? But there's some complete loons who are talking about
their parody accounts. They have to be.
I want to ask you about this right now because, Shane, you play ball at a decent standard. I know this because I would have played against you, so that's kill me saying I play at a decent standard. But
very decent standard.
But no, seriously, there was some mad people out there today who are going through the thought process of Emre Can as he's going to kick it, right? And we're inferring that he knew when he was up in the air to add some fade onto his boot to take it away from Aurelio Gomez and put it into the top corner. Would you like to comment from a footballer's point of view, how many times in the midst of an overhead kick process would you have started to have a full on thought process through your head?
Being a goalkeeper like you, Phil, I've never been there. But I personally just think that when he's gone up to hit that, he wants to make a good contact on it and he just doesn't want to look like a fool. And if he makes a good contact and it goes inches wide, he goes fair enough. Obviously, it's a bonus when it goes straight into the top.
And that doesn't have the Watford crowd absolutely laughing for the rest of the match is a fucking bonus.
I couldn't believe when I went in. I just, not I know me go, yes. So I just went, just made a mad random noise when I went in. I was sitting there and he was like, oh, that fucking go in.
Yeah, like, you know, the way, like, because Gomez didn't go for it at all. So I was, you know, a couple of seconds ago, what? And I think the commentator didn't say it for a split second as
well.
What's
happening
there?
I was watching. I was in America last night, so I was watching on MBSN, right? So
is that why you went on a rant about Robbie Earle or something at half time? Yeah. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Robbie Earle thinks that he gets on. I was like, why is he? I'm lost here. Why is he going on about Robbie Earle? So he was an analyst.
Yeah. Because I flew back in from New York this morning, so I was watching it over there. Oh, Martin Tyler was devastated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's been on Twitter.
Did I hear it?
Oh, that's a great goal. Brilliant.
Just goes, well.
You can nearly hear him swallowing his own Mickey when I hit the back of the net.
That's really, all I was trying to say was, that's really, United's getting Champions League football. He was on the verge of crying. Blow it up so I can compose myself here. But yeah. So no fade for you either. You don't think the thought process Paul was going through his head as he?
No, I think he was undecided which side to put the fade on. Mm. So we just
just put a bit of top spin on it.
Well, just in case those people out there think they're very intelligent and know the game inside and out, right? Because you know, some of them will be in that manner. Penguins. let's hear what Emre Can had to say. I didn't think too much. To be honest, the ball came, a great ball from Lucas, and I just did it. And I was happy the ball went in. I couldn't do anything else there because the ball was a little behind and I couldn't head it. So no mentions of fades and thinking about where Gomez was in the whole lot. Let's be honest.
The only fade that was on the side of Emre Can's barn. Other than that was...
Well, like, in fairness, Emre Can, we've talked about him since Henderson's injury, since he got a few games at the base of the midfield where he got his confidence back. He really has been the driving force in that team.
Yeah, he's been an animal, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Since the Leicester game. Mm. We keep saying it. Led by example again last night, he was driving us up the pitch the whole time. He was the only one in the midfield because Wijnaldum was anonymous for 90 minutes last night. I know I'm a fan of his, but he was brutal. Mm. But Can again, he's making a strong case now for next year that if Klopp is looking at who he's going to make captain next season, he has to kind of consider it. Mm. And they're saying it's not about money, it's about his role in the team. That's holding up the contract, so...
Every player says that, though. Hmm. But what you call it...
My role in the team will be sorted out once you gave me another 100 grand. I will make tea. I will sit in the stand and watch the games happily if you give me another 100 grand.
He deserves the captaincy by putting Cleverley on his arse anyway. Step over, Cleverley was gone to the shops the other way.
He also roasted the bollocks out of Lucas at the end of the game.
Yeah, I know.
For that stupid free kick that he gave away that led to the madness of some Romanian goalkeeper from 1994 getting a shot against the crossbar. Genuinely.
It was mad last night though, wasn't it, when we were only talking about it. Like, the Liverpool things happened, but we didn't concede. Yeah. Like, Klein and...
Still three left.
Before we go there, I do want to talk about, you know, there's been a lot made out today, especially around that goal, that Lucas has now more assists than Pogba in the league. Mm. So, Paul, do you feel that Lucas should get a new contract?
No.
After this renaissance, the renaissance of Lucas.
No. Like, no, I applaud, like, I probably should have the piss taken out of him. Because, like, he's the most expensive player in the world. And if you can't take the piss out of that when he's been shit all year, that, but no, Luke, like, Lucas is time. Like, just, that's a nice little bookend to his Liverpool career. A couple of assists at the end.
Yeah. And a goal. Don't forget his goal he scored.
What, in the cup? Like, a year ago? Yeah. That was ages ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was like a different lifetime.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a bit cheeky calling that an assist, though. Like, he just lobbed it up towards the said, like, the Watford centre backs and Can fucking. Just like, I'd be, if someone said to me, nice assist, like, I'd be kind of blushing. That's what I had in mind.
The ball was actually a bit behind me.
I put that spectacular overhead on a play for him.
I was looking at Emre running. I just thought to myself, No, he'll do. He'll do. If we just put it slightly behind him, he'll use a bit of fade and an overhead kick to put it in the top corner. That whole thought process is going on the pitch. Well, Shane, for Lucas, for you, like, you know, we've criticised him for years in this pod, and in fairness, if he gets a new contract, we'll criticise him for more years. But like, for you anyway, at this stage, as Paul said, is it not better to bookend his career if we manage to get Champions League? And
I would agree. If you're looking to get, look, we're all being optimistic. Mm. You get over the line, Champions League and all that. I don't think there's a place. There shouldn't be a place from in a squad that's going into the Champions League.
Yeah,
for me, there shouldn't be. He came in. He got criticised. He turned it around. I think. Don't know whether many crucials did he do it twice or once. He was going very well, I think, at one stage, and he done his crucial.
It was the Kenny season.
He was playing well. He done his crucial, and his legs have been gone since he came back, which is understandable. But I wouldn't be abusing him or any great dislike to him. But if you're getting to where you want to go,
strongly defend him.
You have to give credit though.
He's done well.
Yeah, I thought he was good last night.
Yeah,
I thought he was good last. I might be his biggest critic. I thought he was very good.
I thought he did well. Listen, I'm not a fan. I'm on record of saying it, but like again, you know, let's talk about the commotion at the end. You know, it's his trademark, the dangerous free in the last 2 minutes of the game. Basically, giving a free away in the Liverpool half at any stage is a dangerous position for the opposition, or us winning a corner is a dangerous position.
I think anywhere on the pitch, if the keeper can kick the ball right in the middle, Burnley Heaton was coming, just launching it. Anywhere in the pitch, launching straight into the box.
But you know, he gives the free, he didn't have to give the free away. I think that's what Chan was berating him at the end, saying, look, just stay up in your feet.
I didn't see Chan berating him, I missed that.
And you know, Lucas was saying, yeah, but he's saying, no, stay on your feet. At this stage of the game, there's 90 seconds left. No need to dive in and give them an opportunity. But lads, the defending for the last 10 minutes.
Jesus Christ. Like, this is breaking my heart. This is watching every fucking my God.
Let's start with that madness in the goal mouth. It was just a lofted ball in. One that they dealt with for 84 minutes, relatively successfully, because Watford didn't really have a chance. They had probably one chance up until that point, where the one that Mignolet spilled. And all of a sudden, all our players just seem to get attracted towards this ball that's way above their heads, and it drops. And it bounced around a bit, didn't it?
What happened?
Somebody missed the header.
This is the shot off the bar.
Yeah,
he put it across.
I think it bounced.
And Lovren was trying to. It wasn't his fault. And now it's the rage to blame. He tried to get out. Mm. You know, one of them get there before it bounced. He couldn't get there. It bounced up. Matip just got bulldozed out of the way by one of them, they were bodybuilders they were throwing on
you're right though,
we were overloaded towards the ball, which meant there was two of them there, not just Proud. There was another one.
He brought Anthony Joshua off the bench for the last 20 minutes and he just launching balls up the
wall. Sure, it was a defensive tackle off the New York Giants, so it was your man.
It bounced outside the box then over everyone to their centre back running in at the back.
It was like Watford borrowed a bit of the Luton's plastic pitch from 1986 just for that free kick, comes down bang on a hard bit of Astro and over and in, and just again, there's no Liverpool player.
Yeah, our defenders, they do shit themselves. Like, there's no reaction to it, there's no anticipation. The ball goes up and about five people in red just like, oh bollocks, oh here we go.
Then again, going back to Chan, then he said after the game last night, we worry too much about them situations where we need to just deal with them. And that goes to show that,
like, it's already in the heads.
Yeah, it's in the heads, like, you know what I mean?
It is a huge problem.
And when I seen it dropping to your man with the blade man bun, I says, oh my god, anyone but him.
Because you were looking at it before, and I'm going to imagine that cunt running off with his arms in the air.
The whole game, I was saying, look at that ponce running around the blade man bun in it. And he was bullying Blade Narigi.
I was thinking, not a bad haircut for a fella who had no hair in 1994.
He didn't?
No, I was saying, like, when he was in goal in the World Cup for Romania.
It was somebody in strike, though. I swear, I just lost control of army belts when that was
Let's take it back a couple of minutes. Before that, we'd managed to get up the pitch, and there had been a move and a corner, and it broke down, and out on the right wing, Dejan Lovren picks up the ball just outside the 18-yard box and looks up to clip it into Joel Matip.
Yeah.
In the Watford box. underplays the cross because Matip is on the penalty spot and he plays it to the back of the edge of the 18. And Watford then break with about 900 players.
Then it gets cleared and Clavin goes chasing their right foot.
Yeah, goes literally chasing the right foot.
Look at that after a frisbee, yeah, wasn't he?
So, Paul, would you like to explain the defensive connotations that are going on there?
But yeah, like I did. Because I was like, geez, that's awful high for Lovren to be up there. Like, that's not Matip in the middle as well, is it? Like, you're just looking at it going, what the fuck is that? How long was that? 85 minutes gone or something? Was
it was in injury time.
Jesus, that was literally about 30 seconds before the free kick.
Whoever was on the call commentary goes, oh, Davey, they won't swing this corner in. Next thing, Miller swings it in.
Then everyone breaks to go back except our two centre backs. Except the two centre backs. We're breaking our bollocks to get back into our own half. Except the two lads who you need back in your own half to clear the oncoming thing. And then when it does break and they just loop it up front, you're just looking at lads getting caught under the ball.
Well, one of our centre halves did have one of the best chances to make it 2-0 in the game, Matip, when he made that run. I don't know, it's baffling. Yeah.
What's the story with them making James Milner play a rugby ball? Because any time he kicks the ball, it's just sliced out of play, or he falls over. The ball dropped to him on the edge of a box last night, and he sliced it, and at least he went forward, and then he went out for a corner.
I didn't understand yesterday. There was a lot of people slagging off Lovren for just randomly falling over. It's like he's the worst proponent of that at the club. Sorry, lads, if you're going to slag anyone at Liverpool Football Club for falling over, Paul, where do we start on this one?
It is madness. Like, me and you go over, like, we probably go over the top in WhatsApp slagging him for the falling over, but like, it was madness at the end, because it was another clearance where it just bounced up to him on his right foot, where I'd say he was about left centre and on the 18 yard box, and he hoofs it, right, and it goes about 80 feet into the air, but just about 6 yards to the right, it drops down. Like, he's under no pressure.
Out into touch.
And then the one right before he crossed it in, where, what you call it, like, I think they crossed it in from him doing that big
shoot. Yeah, we did get a clearance in from the fourth.
No, when he just ran in front of you, man.
And it fell over. Playing possum in front of him. Just to try and slow him down. I don't know what's in his inner ears. Like, it's like he has like inner ear infections constantly.
Well, we do have a theory that he doesn't have feet, he has hooves for a start.
Yeah, but not mountain goat hooves, because they don't fall.
No, they don't fall. They're just like they're broken hooves.
Super hooves, yeah.
Anyway, like, ideally his perfect pair of boots would be a pair of bachelor tins, tin of beans, empty tin of beans, just stick
what,
on the hooves.
What happens with him next year?
Well, hopefully he gets a foot transplant for the start.
Do Liverpool start the season with him?
I don't know, but even if we get like a stick attached to his back, so if he goes backwards, like, he comes out like a torn leg.
Like a stick.
How much would it cost?
Just like, up there we go again.
He's sponsored by Nike, isn't he?
I wonder how much
it would cost him to make a pair of boots with stabilizers on them.
So he stays up.
Because that's probably what they need to happen now at this stage. Because
he doesn't stand on a room bed and go around on there or something.
He needs to get a Linda Mignolet Subutio pole.
Moreno's more stable on the hoverboard, for fuck's sake. You're better off having him out.
But that brings its own problems, in fairness. But it was ridiculous the amount of falling over that was going on last night. It was back to old levels of falling over. Because what had impressed us at the start of the season when he played left back was he did seem to be able to stay on his feet. But last night he was back to falling over again.
And as we know, we're coming into the final stretch. Our goal is in sight. There's a slip coming. So I wonder if it'll be Big Jimmy that slips this time.
The question is it technically a slip if he falls over, or is it just part of his game plan? Like, you know, most other players just, like, it's a slip, it's an accident. Like, Klopp must be looking at saying, right, I know he's got 7 of them a game, so... Counting them down. Get him off. He's got that 6 down.
I'll just play 2 left backs for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Oh, what you said yesterday, you wanted a left back on behind.
Let's put someone in behind them, eh? Standing beside him, even.
Lads, as a match itself, it was manic. Like, the first half was pretty shit. Let's be honest about it. As a spectacle and as an event to watch, nothing really was happening. We never looked like breaking them down.
There was Lallana's shot and then Chan's goal. That's all.
It didn't help Coutinho going off early either. No. The game just never got going.
I thought Lallana did very well.
Lallana was excellent.
I thought he was excellent.
He was brilliant when he came on. Yeah.
Considering Klopp said he's not ready to start, and then he was on after about 7 minutes or something like that.
It wasn't even that. Like, he had the volley in that, but he was just an outlet every single time someone had the ball. And do you know what it was like? It just reminded me of, like, you're under 10 and you give it to the biggest fella on the team, the fella who look after the ball the most. He just looked after the ball all night so well, I thought.
Yeah.
Just kept us ticking over. I thought he was excellent.
Emery Chan shot as well.
That was another great
streak. Yeah. So they were the main chances in the first half. They didn't really try. Mignolet getting an awful lot of credit and plaudits today, and deserved, because he was doing an awful lot of things he doesn't do, not kicking, but like he came and claimed and held on to an awful lot of crosses. And under normal circumstances, you would have been fucking shitting yourself with the amount of crosses going for. But he did. He commanded his box, and well done to him. Kicking though is still
anyone pinged straight out of play. On the was
you can see Sturridge going, what Christ.
But then, as he kicked it, he heard, boof.
The boss ball. Playing with the boss ball again.
It was one of his better kicks, because it went in about 15, 20 rows high.
Mignolet's playing with a rugby ball. Mignolet's playing with a fucking cup champion.
Lads, I don't know. Look, Matip was getting an awful lot of praise last night. I actually didn't think he played that great.
I thought he was very good.
Did you?
I thought he
got bullied a bit and he missed a few.
I thought he was the only one making them passes through the midfield.
No, on the ball he was very good. Yeah. But going back to the point that, you know, defensively.
Well, yeah, man, they have that mixed bag, don't they, Watford, of Yaman and Niang, who's like a live wire, and then Deeney, who will bully it. I thought Lovren actually bullied Deeney last night.
Yeah, I thought Lovren did very well.
I thought he was very good.
You're not allowed to say that, though.
No. Okay.
No, not allowed to say that.
Edit that out then.
I'll edit that out. I'll put a marker there.
Team Lovren.
Do you want to say that again? You thought Matip did very well there, didn't you? Babysitting Lovren, is that what you're trying to say? Was it, yeah?
No, I thought you were. Defensively as a unit up until Benny Hill 70 minutes we looked better last night, a lot better away from home again.
I thought Cloyne wasn't at the races last night, and there seems to be this thing where teams are letting Cloyne get on the ball in the final third, knowing that there's no end product.
But we don't cross the ball. It's not as if we get a word to get it in the box, so when he gets it, I think they're happy enough to let him have it, because they know that
he's not going to go buy someone
with a trick. Just turns around and goes back.
Tell you who's getting away with it, and he was fucking malogin last night. Origi had me pulling my hair out. I swear to God. Like, every time that, well, just so blunt up top when he's playing for us. Like, he should be ghosting past defenders, trying to hold the ball up, and then he does a step over and then just gets pushed off the ball every time. Sturridge done more than 5 minutes than Origi done in 85.
There was one in the second half where we had three players around the ball in the Watford left corner slot, right? And they had one player, right? And Milner and Origi were two of the players. And both of them combined to do a pass move and two step overs. Somehow, the Watford player ended up with the ball at his feet.
But Milner rolled it back to him.
He put it onto
his right foot.
He went
to whip it in.
He pulled it back and he played to Origi. Origi did a step over with the invisible man. And as he was doing the step over, the Watford player, the ball just rolled to the Watford player. And he was just like, alright, Grant. And it left three of our players out of the game as Watford broke, and just like going, that couldn't have happened.
I remember what you were talking about though, where he was going to swing it in his left and then he cut back. And like, when Milner does that, he's toast, he's out of the game. He is like, there's no acceleration.
He's the only player
nothing.
In England with the ability to take himself out of the game.
So what did he do? He fell over and toe poked it to a Watford player.
Actually,
falling over.
Actually falling.
I think then he did, in fairness, he did chase back and fall down in front of him, didn't he? Was that when he played possum? Was it? I know what I gotta do.
Actually, talking about just slipping and falling over, Cloyne nearly had a moment where he comes storming out of the fence, wins the ball, and then just falls over the ball. Sean, talk me through your feelings as Cloyne falls over the ball, leaving the ball at a Watford player.
I can't remember that.
It's just, here we go. It was like the corner against Hull. Remember the corner we gave away against Hull? You just knew, like, oh, these are going to score here. They haven't done that. And I was thinking when he fell, I was, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He stood on it.
Like, I wouldn't mind it. It wasn't like the ball was coming down out of the sky. The ball rolled into his feet and he stopped it. And then he just fell.
Imagine, like, he was trying to do the Carragher roll. Remember the trademark Carragher roll where you stop the ball and roll your foot across the top of it?
Oh, okay.
And miss.
Well, he rolled the foot across the top of it and fell over. Like, literally put himself off balance and fell over. Classic. Here comes a goal against Liverpool moment, which then allowed Watford to break. I think, did they get a shot away? It was either blocked or it might have been the one that Mignolet
Yeah, it might have been the one that
was that Yama's shot then?
Could have been that.
So that's where that came from. I just remember taking the shot. And like, you know, like fucking Father Ted, where they're trying to get in the car and your man's bollock making one. Like, all right, you've got time there, Simon. It's getting awful close to the goal now, Simon. You've got time. Mini leg and snapped out and went down.
That's what you said. Your man took a shot and St. James's Park. And mini leg still sort of like.
For the cameras.
Oh, man. Because, like, he did have a good game. But Yama, like, he's not going to fuck it up.
That's the thing is, we'll have a Mignolet in goal. Yama wouldn't have hit that shot against any other keeper in the league. Do you know what I mean?
Carrius, maybe.
Or Claudio Bravo.
Yeah.
Right, there's a good chance if you take a shot in him, you're going to score. I think he's at 45% now for
a second. He's a better keeper than he's shown, though. I think, anyway.
Well, he must have had something about him.
He was very good at Barcelona. Yeah. Yeah. I think anyway. That's about what's getting off. We've enough problems of our own. The goalkeeper. But we'll discuss at Man City's near to solve theirs.
Where we get the second half. Okay, so Sturridge comes on, big impact when he comes on. Lads, did you want him to score?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Definitely. Why wouldn't you? Did you not know?
I don't know.
I'm gonna miss him.
Huh?
Oh, I am gonna miss him.
Yeah,
for all when he plays, like, he's class.
Like, if we're getting rid of him, I want him to be really broken. I don't want him to come back, and I don't want to be here next December going, why did we send Sturridge if we knew he was fixed? Why did we say he scored 19 goals already this?
But even the difference,
you see all the people on Twitter going, are we fucking mad? We want 40 million for him.
Yeah, but if you say
fuck yourself, like we're robbing players left, right, and centre. Tell someone it's 40 million and that's it. Yeah. Someone will pay that.
Yeah. Like, I would have taken about 16 million for Benteke. And remember, we started going, no, we want 30 million. And Palace were going, like, well, we'll give you 24 or 25. And I was like, fucking take it. There's no way they're going to.
But he has that down. Like, they're not going to give clubs the impression that they can get this player on the cheap. Because look, look at West Ham and teams who haven't scored goals in the middle of the league, who could turn draws into wins with a player like Sturridge. You're not going to give something like that away. Do you know what I mean? They're going to want to pay that. And with the TV money now in the Premier League, Klopp is dead right.
I think that's
we want 30 million for Sacco. We want 40 million for Sturridge. So that means, look, if you're going to low ball, it's still going to be about 25 million.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I understand it in a way. I'm not saying he's worth it, but I understand it.
I'd have no problem letting him go. Like,
yeah, well, you'd have to. Yeah, like, he's no use to you. Really. You know what I mean? I'd love nothing more than in the next three games for him to have the impact that actually dragged us over the line into the Champions League. But you can't count on him. Do you know what I mean?
But at the same time, he did show what he's brilliant at. He came on, he had an impact, and he just ghost-spoiled those
ones. Instinctive.
It's that little half a second that he's able to buy time. It's the seller player. The defender thinks he's going away and just still has that little half.
He's done everything right there as well. That was a great save by Gomez.
The only thing he does wrong is
they're ridiculously long, human, isn't he, Gomez? Yeah. His little go-go gadget arm goes down and gets it. Like,
he's like Dobby or Harry Potter, and someone just pinched him and stretched him.
Everything is long about.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Not saying that. A big problem with the throwouts.
Of a big problem with the gum.
It's just something that doesn't sit right with me.
Doesn't matter. Huh?
No. Remember, Schmeichel used to do, but there was.
But there's pace and
there's a pace and a flight with that. Yeah. It's like 7 foot off the ground or 8 or 9 foot, so your man can get it and he pings it. Gomez's ones are just.
Loopy loppies.
Why isn't he kicking it?
Like mini legs.
And he's still trying to fire at mini legs.
I'll tell you why he's not kicking it. Have you ever heard him kick a ball?
Somebody said to him, mad when he throws the ball.
What's the story with the gum shield?
Fashion is good looks.
Yeah. He doesn't have hair long enough to wear a hairband, so he's going for a gum shield instead.
Absolute gimp.
How dare you?
Goalkeeper's union.
Goalkeeper's union.
But no, genuinely, did you see him kick a ball in the game?
No.
Genuinely, Gomez is the closest thing in the league to Mignolet in terms of bad kicking. He gets under it. It goes. There's no direction. There's no purpose to his kicks or whatever like that.
He needs a good unmolested 50 yards.
But at the end of the day, he's playing at Watford. That's what you'd expect, Luigi. Is that what?
Well, the fellow has played in Champions League semi-finals.
He's a hero of PSV, isn't he? They absolutely love him.
He got Spurs into the league. Something. Do you remember?
I remember he got them into the league. Yeah, that was some achievement.
And he played in the League Cup with them.
I think that's probably the worst piece of form I've ever seen of any player in a club in my life, that he went straight with Spurs.
He's getting in ahead of Pantelimon there, who I thought was a decent
another
keeper.
Dunk.
No, see, you're confusing Pantilimon. See, Pantilimon and your man, the centre forward at Leicester, is the same person, so they can't play week after week.
Fucking go heads on the table.
Genuinely.
Pantilimon just stands there and puts his hand.
If someone told you Pantilimon, Joao and Firmino are all related, you'd say, yeah, three mad looking bastards.
Yeah, I know, but Firmino isn't tall enough. Like, seriously, you look at Pantilimon at Sunderland and he's melodian. I think he's letting a near post Treagler against Lucas or something last year.
Like, he literally is like, you're tall, you're in goal. Oh, can I not play up front or something? Like, get the fucking goal. And he probably only started playing when he was about 23 or something because he's absolutely desperate. Yeah, there's like, not one thing. He's shite under crosses and all. There's not one thing.
Clearly, all right, lads, forget I said that.
He's clearly a failed basketball player.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we'll have another 5 minutes of why you're wrong here.
And Sean, this is why you're wrong. But Sturridge, yeah, it would have been a lovely goal from Scott. You know, it's a pity that he didn't square that one to Wijnaldum at the end of the game. Because remember, it was a 2v1.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, in fairness,
I was going
much
mad.
Like the rest of us, you probably couldn't see him because he was fucking anonymous for 90 minutes.
Well,
I was going mad at him, but he got the free, like that ended the game basically when he got the free, didn't it?
Yeah.
Because I thought he was going to get
you knew exactly what you'd sold, man.
My worry with the free was I seen Lovren and Matip going up to the end. What are you doing? 24 minutes.
Lovren probably wanted to take a shot with it.
Yeah. Where are you going? Just get back there. Defend our 6 yard box, put everyone there and kick the ball into the corner.
Yeah, it had been a Rigi though, he just would have thrown a few step overs on it and let your man take the ball out, wouldn't he?
Well, at the end of the day, we won.
Yeah.
Right? So, in context...
Couldn't care about performances at this stage of the season. Or any stage of the season. Just want you to win. We haven't been good since fucking November.
I don't care.
So just getting the wins.
No, we've had flashes of goodness in this little...
Against the big teams.
Yeah.
We scruffed the win at Stoke. Firmino got to blame Worley.
Mm.
And then we had a bit of luck against West Brom. And that's what you need in these runs.
I can't see us. I don't think we're guaranteed 7 points if we keep playing the way we do, though. And we're going to have to pull out, like, maybe a performance or two. West Ham away. Like,
I think it's pointless to be away.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that's moving on and looking at...
But West Ham have been shite at home, haven't they? So obviously when Liverpool rock into town, they're going to be well up for... They're going to fucking try and absolutely smash us.
Well, the thing, right, if you look at the run-ins, okay, so... first of all, look at City's run-ins. So you have...
Palace this week. I don't know who else they have.
They've Leicester as well.
Have teams to play.
Palace have given
those
up.
Those teams
they
will be...
Yeah. So that's
I'm not looking up here or anything. Those teams that City have to play are...
All safe.
Football teams with things that they kick.
They're all safe though, aren't they?
No, Palace isn't safe. Are they playing...
Actually, Palace aren't safe now, I think. They got dragged right back into that.
The music player and the chains around Anfield and all, I think that was job done.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know...
Imagine we got fourth and they went down. It'd be fucking gas.
Okay, so City have Palace... A home. See, this is the thing, right? So, they've got three home games. Yeah. So, the Palace at home, Leicester at home, West Brom at home, and then Watford away in the last day of the season.
Pulis would love to do Pep. That's all he would.
I think Tony Pulis would love to do Pep Guardiola. The only problem is Tony Pulis has booked his holidays to the Caribbean on the 15th of May, which is the day before the City game, and three of the players are going with him. So they're actually playing the under-11s that day against Manchester City.
They've been on the beach for weeks.
I don't think we need to worry about top four now, because didn't Mourinho say the other day that he's going to play the 23s now?
Oh, but look, listen, Pulis's last big game of the league was against us, right? He would have loved to do Klopp, right? And he's just weird because he reckons he's the only player that I'm managed to.
But Allardyce has been in since he beat us, as much as we've been struggling,
like the teams around us, Arsenal have been scruffing wins and City ground out a draw as well. So it's not like the teams around us are blowing teams away in that either. Right,
Then look at United, right? So, and this is the interesting one. United have Arsenal away, then they've Spurs away, then they've Southampton away, and they've Palace at home, right? So
and they'll be playing Europa League.
And they're playing the Europa League games as well. So, you know, they've got three away games and one home. Normally, I'd say to you, that's really tough for United. But their home form has been the one thing that has kept them out of a proper tilt at top four and being above us at this stage. So, even with the Swansea game, they go on to drop points at home. Now, I was disappointed when I looked at it today and I saw that Tottenham Hotspur United game is on the 14th of May. The likelihood...
It's the season's over.
Chelsea's already wrapped up the league, right? But that could be, I don't know if it's Spurs' last game and what you're hoping for.
Yes.
Right? So that's the only bonus there.
Now you look at that Spurs team now, they don't look like the team they're going to just turn up. Now they are rocking. United don't have a prayer against them. You can go back on this, I don't think they do.
But anyway,
because United's squad is falling apart as well. Don't forget that.
Yeah, they're picking up injuries, aren't they?
But Spurs' last game is against United. The only question is, Spurs aren't in the FA Cup final, are they?
No, they're
not. They're knocked out by Chelsea. That's all right. That's all right. No, don't pay attention to the FA Cup or League Cup. Doesn't matter. They're irrelevant trophies.
League Cup's great.
Yeah, the League Cup is great, yeah. If you're fucking Kevin Stewart. So then the interesting one
is Arsenal.
Now, Arsenal would have to do something mad to catch us, right? And they've got United. But then after United, they've got to play Southampton, Stoke. They've Southampton away, Stoke away, Sunderland at home, Everton at home. That's it.
So they won't beat United. They never do.
That's it.
Ideally, that game, what do we want?
Well, if we win, we don't need to worry about that game. That's the God honest truth. If we win on Sunday, I'd say it's always nailed on then.
Southampton Sunday, is it?
Yeah. Southampton Sunday, yeah. We'll talk about that in a minute, but like in real terms, like there's a lot of pressure for us in that Southampton game.
It'd probably be draw, Arsenal win would be what you'd want, either a draw or an Arsenal win.
See, for Arsenal have to win this game.
Yeah.
For them to have any hope of getting in the Champions League, they have to beat United, right?
I wouldn't want them to beat United because they go on little ratty runs at the end. They always squeeze it.
That's why I'd say a draw.
That's what I'm saying. And if you look at the fixtures you have left, are ideal for them to go and win three on the spin. They've got the FA Cup final coming up against Chelsea. It gives their players Southampton, Stoke, Sunderland and Everton. It gives them four games for them to all state their claim for an FA Cup final place.
Well, with Sean, I think we win Sunday 1 o'clock early against Southampton. The pressure going into that game for both of them, one of them, eight of them, is huge. We go seven clear many clear of Arsenal.
Nine clear
of Arsenal at the moment.
But they've two games in hand.
Two
games in hand.
I think the pressure, would be the danger. Obviously, I'd imagine we go seven ahead of them and they have to go to the Emirates. If we can get a win.
But at the same time, I seen a tweet there the other day. The teams lingering in Europe around fourth spot. Them playoffs to get into the Champions League group stage.
Hopefully, we got three wins that we'd sneak.
Sevilla as well.
We'd be hoping.
Borussia Dortmund are fourth in Germany and likely to finish fourth in Germany.
They play Hoffenheim on Saturday, actually, so that's a big game.
In Spain, Sevilla are fourth at the moment. Villarreal are 5 points. Not Villarreal won't catch them, but Sevilla are there and they're hardly going to catch Atletico Madrid. And then even in France, Serie A, they've got
Napoli in Serie A as well.
Napoli and Lazio. I think I think they only have three places these days, don't they?
Yeah.
And then in League
Nice.
Now, Leon.
No, it's Nice.
Leon.
That's your Europa League.
All right, yeah. So Nice. So Balotelli.
Balotelli. Oh, good luck.
Let's talk about Balotelli. No. Fuck me. Like, honest to God.
Rogers had a bit of crack right earlier. Did you see how the Celtic was? Yeah, fairness to him. I thought he was going to say Scott Brown. I was going to lose the bleeding head.
Is that what he said? Balotelli, wasn't it?
Yeah, because all the bleeding glass Celtic fans are like, Bruni, because he was going on about how you couldn't put bleeding Suarez in that Celtic team now with the way they're playing. And if you had Scott Brown in that Liverpool team, you would have won the league. So I was saying, he's definitely going to say that.
He did say that, but he
came out and said Balotelli. So I look.
That was a few drinks on board there.
Because Scott Brown show is outrageous. That is, isn't it?
It's crazy. It's fucking mad. He's deadly in Scotland, though. But in fairness to him, he's deadly at that level. That's his level. That's why he's never played.
Brendan, but that's talking himself into a hole. That is.
The old firm was fucking outrageous the weekend. It was like Celtic playing Pats. Literally.
Pats would have given them a better game.
I'm not Pat St. Patrick. Pat C. Why you out of bleeding LSL?
Pat C. Why would have given them a better game as well.
It honestly should have been 8-1.
It was disgraceful as well. The fucking racism that was thrown at Scott Sinclair as well from the crowd was disgusting.
Yeah.
You know?
Was it?
Yeah. That is the monkey chance and everything we went to go.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, lads, Southampton game at the weekend. The Southampton squad, you know, their potential Liverpool players next year.
Yeah, I wouldn't go saying that. Our two best players are fucking from Southampton now, whether you like it or not.
Who?
Mane and Lallana.
I thought Firmino was something from Hoffenheim.
Go away out that, will you?
Right, Southampton lads, their recent form is win, loss, loss, draw.
Win.
Right. looking at them, like they've got it, they've...
We haven't beaten them this year yet in the three games, so I think that's a good sign.
And we owed
as mad
them,
as that sounds, I think it's a good sign. And we, going into
yeah, and we owed them big time for that League Cup, like rolling over at Anfield as well, in terms of the semi final. Do you remember that one?
Yeah,
it was way back when. It was just after Lucas scored a goal.
I sort of remember it.
Yeah.
I sort of remember there being games against Southampton.
Yeah. But you know, it's such a crunch game for us. Your man is going to set up exactly the way most teams have come to Liverpool to do, and to be fair, they've got enough quality running through that squad. Your man Manolo Gabbiadini looks a decent sign that they made in January. They've got decent enough midfield in terms of Hjelbjerg, and they've got Romelu and
Tadic is a very good player.
Tadic's there, they've got Classier as well to nail it down. They've a decent defence in terms of the lads that are there.
They're a good side.
They're a good solid side. Like they're ninth in the league. It probably isn't their best season, but at the same time, like they sold off a lot of their best players at this stage.
Who plays at the back with Van Dijk now at that fans gone?
Yoshida is playing, and they're playing a young lad there now as well, who's actually been very good because Van Dijk's
like, Stevens, isn't it?
Yeah,
Jack Stevens is
Van Dijk's been out, but yeah, man, Jack Stevens has actually looked decent.
They don't concede many goals, in fairness to them. Like, Cedric, Stevens, yeah, Yoshida, Bertrand, then they have Stephen Davis, which is impressive because he was playing snooker earlier in the day. Romelu, Buffal, Tadic, Redmond. Oh, fucking Redmond.
keep him quiet. I'm just hoping, like, you know, whenever we get the ball off them, I hope we fucking attack them properly. Against Watford, every time we got the ball, it just went straight back to Lovren and Matip. Don't go forward. Prodl's not back in position yet. Just wait till all their Watford players are back in position, then we'll start passing them forward.
Do you know what I'm going to go, because I didn't touch on it in the talking about the Watford game. The fucking annoyed me as well last night. There was no urgency there. You swear we were playing for nothing. So I hope that changes now on Sunday.
Well, it is a home match. It's our second last home match of the season. And it's such a crunch game. I think someone of us going over.
I'm going over, yeah.
You're going over, aren't you? Oh, bollocks.
I've never actually seen us lose.
Ah, shut the fuck up.
I've never, honestly. I've never been. Honest to God.
I was like that once. I haven't seen us win since.
Serious?
Since I watched the first. No, I did see us win.
Nil all the derby was the worst result we've had.
Three draws and a loss in the first four, and then the fourth win was Champions League semi final second leg against Chelsea.
Well,
that wasn't bad, that's
a good one to get your first win out of. Well, looking at Southampton, they are dangerous. They're solid enough, you know. They can have Gabbiadini, they can even bring Shane Long if they want to try stretch us. Like, they've got forwards who, while not being big, powerful and physical, are good at operating.
Clever.
Yeah, clever.
And good at exploiting the space that we can that we often leave with the centre backs and or in around the centre backs, especially if the full backs have pushed on. You know, there's gonna be a natural fear amongst us as fans now at this stage, with it so close, you know, given our recent record where we've had three games to go, only needing 7 points to do something special, right? Like, seriously, there is. This is in our hands again. We thought we'd thrown it away the week beforehand. We got a nice run of results last week, and then all of a sudden we're back. We're in pole position.
There's talk of the Puel being under pressure as well, isn't it?
Getting the bullet.
So is that good or a bad thing?
Well, it depends on how the players react. It depends on whether the players want him as a manager. If the players don't want him as a manager, they're on the beach, they're getting the fucking flight with Tony Pulis just before they go.
They're in Melwood doing their medicals. Yeah.
They've been on the beach for the last few weeks, but they'll be back now, rocking up on Anfield, ready to go.
Well, they're looking at a potential move in the summer. They're not playing their first team. They want to prove it. You remember what it was like in those friendly games, first team against second team?
Yeah. Actually,
they always put it up. The first team lads always never turned off.
They won't turn up because there's a few of them boys saying, I could be playing Champions League here next year. I'm not bothering me all here today. Go ahead, take a shot.
Paulie, you were not a fan of Ryan Bertrand when we were meant to sign him over Alberto Moreno. Would you take him now?
I don't know. I've not watched Southampton.
Why not? Every Liverpool fan watches Southampton.
I haven't seen him play. I always thought he was geek.
Yeah.
Is he not geek anymore? No.
Well, I suppose when it's comparable measures. So Bertrand, Milner, Moreno. Bertrand. I'm not saying it's a solution. I'm just saying Bertrand, Left back?
Yeah, you know what would have happened if we bought Bertrand? It doesn't matter how he's played this season, if he's played well.
Left back is coursed, isn't it? Yeah. Left back is coursed.
Liverpool's coursed.
Yeah.
It's the whole... it's the English press. It's like I don't know how many of them have been rabbing Joe Hart down our throat for the last 6 or 10 months. No, we don't.
The most error prone goalkeeper
just,
in Italy.
He's just not any good. Yeah, he's just not any good.
Since
it's the same with Bertrand. Yeah. I don't watch Southampton a lot. I've seen him at times, he's being decent. I've seen him at times, he's being geek. But he's not English, or it's because he is English, that.
They want him at a big
Roberto Carlos. They want him at a big club. Same with Merson ranting about your man Silva. He'd probably keep Hull up. Merson saying, why not give it to Gary Rowe? Why not give it to Gary Rowe? Who is this fella? Your man comes in, he's probably going to keep them up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like what you said there, most aeroplane goalkeeper in Italy, and you've Danny Mills and fucking everyone.
Well, the delightful thing about Liverpool could
do with a keeper.
I said it last week. Klopp killed the Hart rumours. So this week's Joe Hart is off to Manchester United to replace David De Gea.
He will end up at Everton.
Model to wear an Everton jersey.
West Ham will want him and Everton will want him.
Chang Beer on the front of his chest.
Break your heart. Apparently, Oblak's agreed to go to United.
Who?
Oblak.
Very good, isn't he?
Jan Oblak.
De Gea's gone.
To where?
Madrid. No, honestly,
it's off.
Oblak.
Yeah.
Is George Mendes his agent?
Yeah, I think he is, yeah.
Well, then he's definitely going to United.
If you want to know the talk, there was a lot of Schmeichel talk that we moved the agent and, yeah, man, this agent is in with United.
Is it George Mendes?
No, it's not. That'd be like a massive step down.
If George Mendes is like United, then Real Madrid.
That's how it goes.
It's like you go to United, that's your proven ground, and then he'll get you moved.
He'll make double then off that because you'd be getting the Hay and money, and then the fucking Oblak money. It doesn't make sense.
So there you go, Cristiano Ronaldo, George Mendes. Nothing funny there. So looking at it, right, going back to the Southampton game, lads, for us, where's the changes? Does Lallana come in and start? Yeah. Like, Coutinho is only a dead leg. You could see it in the game, it was a dead leg.
I would be hopeful that he'd be back. And if it was me, like what Paul said earlier, I'm going to be going at them a bit of urgency and whatnot. I would say that Lucas to drop out, Lallana to go into the middle, and Chan to drop back to where he was down, and then go with it. For me, go with the three lads up front, but Sean alluded to earlier, were Blunt. Firmino has to play through the middle. For me, he just has
or
to.
Or if it's not him, as we started,
I don't know what's wrong with putting Origi up the right. If he's not doing anything for us through the middle, sure, he can go out the right, not doing anything for us. Once Firmino, he's a different level for us when he plays through the middle, anyway.
If Origi and Firmino are starting, Firmino has to be central. You can't move him out because he's more reliable than Origi is. And he's bad out wide. So just keep him in the middle. And Origi might do something out
wide. We shouldn't be hindering Firmino to accommodate Origi.
We were most potent at this first half of the season when we had Firmino central. I thought we had built this team around Firmino. I can understand injuries and you have to move players around, and you're probably saying, well, he's better at playing in a wide position or still being able to do something for a wide position. But at this point of the season now, it is a case of put him back central and move Origi. Don't move Firmino, who's potentially your bigger goal threat there, and move Origi to accommodate Firmino, yeah?
I don't think it'll happen, though. I think he'll put Origi through the middle and Firmino out.
What about, is there... We talked about, like, is it not tempting to put Sturridge in?
Yeah, it is 100%.
Like, he looked.
What about the, like, we all seen the impact he made? Like, Sean said, he's done more in 5 minutes than he did.
Yeah.
Like, he looks to me at the minute as a 20 minute player.
Yeah.
And he's a good man. He's definitely a good man to have to come on after 70 minutes. But you see your point. He's class. I don't think he has the legs to do what Klopp wants, and the injuries have taken their toll, etc. And I'll miss him when he's gone because I think he's out the door. But I'd like to have him there for the last 20.
Paul,
yeah, that's all. I'd keep Sturridge on the bench, Shunt Origi out wide, put Firmino central, and then throw Lallana in for Lucas.
Anyone want?
Maybe give Karius a stint at left back. See how it's.
I was going to say, anyone going for Trent Alexander?
Yeah, well, I was thinking that earlier as well myself. To put Klein on the left side and Trent on the right.
Yeah. To sort of just to nullify the whole Redmond threat.
I don't think he. You know what you're saying, and they're all valid. But
just Milner against now winger scares that.
I don't even see Lallana start, and I think if Lallana starts, he'll start instead of Origi to put Firmino back central,
maybe,
and he'll leave
right,
Lucas
yeah,
in the centre midfield.
Yeah.
If I was guessing, in terms of what he does,
I think that's what he will.
Lallana's
just to accommodate.
Well, I think clipping Lallana's wings as well. Putting him out
there. Sean, completely agree.
I think Klopp probably looks at it and goes, he'll give me more in the right wide right, Origi or Lallana, and he'll just go Lallana.
Yeah. And I can put Firmino back central.
Yeah, put Firmino back
central. And I don't need to move
to
the midfield.
You're not going
to
get much change out there full backs either, because I think they're both solid. So
Listen, the only thing is he'll want to play. I think he'll go with the old Lallana will want to play against Southampton as his old club. He's been booed every time we've played Southampton as well. So he really, like, whatever about wanting to stick two fingers up at them, he probably doesn't, but he'll just want to remind them of how good he is, and he wants to be on that pitch. And I think whatever doubts Klopp had about has he got 90 minutes in the locker, obviously being forced to bring him in and play him last night, is going to be there. The only thing is, once we start starting those players, our bench then starts to look weak again.
Yeah.
Like, if we're playing them on, but we've got no real choice. We have to win this game.
Yeah, well, what was the bench last night? It was Sturridge and Lallana were the two that were always going to come on at some stage.
Bjarnaby.
Stensgaard.
Eddie Carter.
Yeah. Lallana starts for Origi, say.
Yeah.
Leaves Origi and Sturridge. Is Sturridge even the first man he brings on then if Origi is there behind?
Definitely not. You never fucking
double sub, put the two of them up top. That's what I do.
Doesn't do double subs.
So. Shut up. Bang bang.
You're wrong, Sean. You're wrong.
Did you not see?
Go mad. Play two up top.
Did you not see the fade?
The diamond.
Did you not see the fade that Emre Can was able to stick on the boot when he was hanging in mid air fade?
That'll be the tactics this Sunday. Just do that again, Emre, will you? No bother, boss.
Six of them.
Do you want to fade it left or right this time, boss?
Lucas will be clipping balls
Remember that? Was it this season? No, it must have been last season. Moreno scored some absolute bullet of a goal. You just went, oh no,
he's never tried this every single time. Still hasn't.
Still doing it from the bench.
So, Paul, do we beat Southampton at the weekend?
Yeah, 2-1.
Right. Shane,
I'm a pessimist anyway by nature, but like I said, I think for a mad reason us not beating them this year will be good for us, and we'll somehow get over, we'll grind out a win.
Sean,
2-1
win,
yeah. I hate
these ones
because
the ones are Ratleys.
Yeah. That they're all goal. Bleeding Ratleys and yeah. Like, any fuck's sake.
And United Arsenal. Come on, let's go around the grounds. Actually, let's start off City Palace. Do City catch us?
City beat Palace, yeah.
Well, because Palace, this is a fucking...
It's a decent Palace side and they've pace and...
And they need to win.
Sacco's still dead.
Yeah.
Then City will beat them, yeah.
City, yeah. Sean?
I'd say just. Chang.
This is City Palace.
Yeah.
Yeah, City will do them. I think Palace, like, they're on holidays. They don't care if they go down. Allardyce got his win over Klopp.
And won in Anfield for the first time ever. Yeah. Right, Arsenal United.
I'd say a draw.
Draw. Shane.
Yeah, I don't see Arsenal beating them. They haven't got the stones. I don't think they've beaten them in a good way. I don't remember. Draw. Yeah.
Sean.
Well, United will pull something out.
You reckon?
Yeah. Mourinho just fucking always.
Is that Old Trafford?
It's in the Emirates. But Mourinho always gets fucking Wenger, doesn't he?
Arsenal's a basket case at the minute. They just say it's just toxic there, even more so than Rodgers was coming to his final days.
It looks just mental.
I'd say it's absolutely crazy, and they're fighting each other, dicks, drama and all. I don't think Liverpool went ever that bad now, but
then again, mental. You know, you'll have to play on Thursday as well, so you never know.
Okay. And then just in case we might challenge for the league at the end of the season. No. All right then. Actually, before we do ask the questions the lads asked, this rumour that we were, well, not rumour, but this bit of information we were given, Southampton supposedly want Gomez as part of the Van Dijk transfer. Shane, would you let him go, or would you only want to see him go out on loan?
I don't know.
Well, we wouldn't let him go because you'd end up buying him back for 30 million in two seasons. Let me find out that he's the natural successor at the Van Dijk.
To play alongside Lardy. If you want to go to a back three, wisdom.
The one thing I would say, if Gomez is part of any deal or there's a deal agreed in the negotiations for the Van Dijk and it's two separate deals, right, we put a buyback clause in with Jordan Ibe.
And Brad Smith, did we?
I don't know about Brad Smith, but we definitely put it in with Ibe. And the reason what Klopp at the time said that they put it in there was because the only way the player could fully commit to the club and potentially develop was to know that he was there. He wasn't coming back to Liverpool. He was to give it his all. And then if his form and his ability was good enough, which he thought it would be, that's why they put the clause in so that they could bring him back. Now, I reckon we might put in a 25 million or a 30 million buyback clause because it's Liverpool at the end of the day. And we have to pay Southampton their insurance on an annual basis. But I personally, I wouldn't have an issue with it because
I haven't seen him in nearly 2 years.
No, and listen, if Clavin is ahead of him in the pecking order and Lucas is ahead of him in the pecking order, Milner's ahead of him in the pecking order, Trent Alexander's ahead of him in the pecking order. But this guy came as a centre back who could also play full back. Now we've had issues at left back.
I actually thought he was good.
Yeah.
Before the injuries,
you'd think he would have at this stage, given all the problems we had at centre back in the whole lot. He would have got a couple of games or even had a few minutes
and
on the pitch.
And it's not to do with fitness either because he's playing 90 every week for the 23s.
Did he play in the FA Cup at all? He played
against Wolves and he struggled.
Liverpool fans hate that. You know when someone looks like good, a decent player, and if they don't progress, no, remember he looked good though. Yeah. That's like 3 years
just
ago.
No,
we can't let him go.
He looked good in the warm-up.
Lucas has looked good for the last few weeks. Doesn't mean they're going to keep him around. Like that.
So nobody asked then whose computer or phone would you be afraid to open after Ray's tweet last night. Anyone see Ray's tweet last night?
Yeah.
Is the one with the computer?
Yeah.
Watching the goal.
Ray's or Steve-O's, I reckon. I'd say Steve-O has some fucking selfie collection going on there now.
He has an incredible
selfie. He's like the sixth member of Westlife.
Look, he's the only bloke who's actually learned how to Photoshop, just to Photoshop himself. And then send pictures around to the rest of us to say, how good looking am I?
But you know what? I'd love to see the stuff that Ray puts in that WhatsApp. I'd love to see the stuff, how bad the stuff is that doesn't make it.
Right, Neil Devlin then asks, right, we'll wrap it on this one. What's your favourite sport other people make fun of you for liking? Start with you, Shane.
Jesus, I don't really have anything that out there. Well, I was Gar, I go and watch the Dope, so a lot of people are into the bog ball and what not they call it. Probably yeah. Gar and boxing, football.
Do something funny.
Another 6 months.
6 month ban.
Another 6 months.
Hot.
I only really like football and MMA, so it's not that out there.
Yeah. Nothing. Anyone take no other sports to?
No, I tried watching rugby. It's absolute trash though. Mm. Like it was just football for years, then the last couple of years going to MMA.
Okay. Sean.
Well, I'd say something for comedic effect.
Well, it better be funny then.
Oh. Well, there's nothing really fucking, what do you consider a sport now, like?
Well, there's many things you can speak about. Like, did you not see the thing I sent around you? Was the fucking stick pony? Yeah,
Quidditch.
We need to implement the world games. World games.
And these war games. Did you not see the stick pony?
No, it's actually the colleges out there have a fucking ultimate frisbee championship.
Hang on a second.
On the golf course.
Yeah. There's a genuine stick pony world championship, right? So you know
what a stick pony is.
Okay, so you know the fucking horse's heads on a stick that kids have, right?
Yeah. Is it a polo, like, using one of them?
No. You're pretending the pony's a horse, and you're doing, right, so they have the jump set up like show jumping, right? And they run around the arena, dressed in the full gear that the lads wear in show jumping, jumping over fences with a stick pony between their legs. I'm not even...
You're joking.
I swear... Hang on. It's because I sent it to you, and obviously we're all fucking.
Actually,
around.
Remember I sent you the video of it? They were in a boxing ring, but they were in full knight's armor, smashing each other around with swords. Your man is nearly panned out, and the ref can't stop because he doesn't know if your man's unconscious or not. Your man's panned out, getting a fucking sword smacked into his face.
But yeah, stick pony. Hang on,
fuck a stick pony. I don't know. There's like so much shit in here. But the stick ponies, the sword fighting, proper sword fighting. None of your pretendy fucking fencing now. This is like suit of armor, shields, actual swords in a ring. Because the ring,
one of them had a sword and one of them had a fucking mace or something like something stupid like that, and they were properly hocking each other out.
It's like, is he dead or is he acting? If he's dead, then the fight's over. If he's not dead, then we can continue on. Yeah, so the stick pony and the
pro wrestling.
The best bit is the, you know, because that ring legitimizes that it's a sport. Mm-hmm. If it didn't have the ring, it'd basically be just two lads dressed in armor going hammer and tongs in a field, right? And it was in a field, Shane. It wasn't even just like in a house or a gaff or in a warehouse. It was in a field, so there was mountains and shit in the background. It was like
they had a sort of gazebo or something. Yeah, over it.
Over it to keep the heat off them, right? They're wearing full fucking suits of armor. So it's like literally, it's like imagine a computer game from the 80s, right? So they have a crowd around a stage and lads in suits and armor going, yeah, bang, bang. And man was battered.
He was in bits. I'd say that sword weighed some fucking amount, like, and he was.
And like you see him trying, but it also brings home the idea that you see in these movies where they're going around waving swords and everything around. No. If the sword is the same length as three quarters of you, the weight of the sword is fucking huge, right? So when you actually go to swing the sword, you basically have one shot.
And your bollocks don't always.
Because you're going to have to take a breather when it comes down. So if you miss with that one shot, it's more or less like a role playing game. Your man with his mace has got his gun. So you need to make sure you've got a good shield game to take a breather for your next shot at the sword. And whoever then has the biggest strength is going to come up
trumps. It's like Milner crossing the ball. He only gets one shot because it falls over.
Don't cut back inside, James. Don't do it.
Have you seen now, you know, the MMA stuff over in Russia or whatever, and it's like 16 on one side and 16 on the other.
That's
go. So next thing, they all just come in and lump the head off.
So the other one is
that's just a football.
Did you see a man dressed up as Spider Man baiting
Batman and Robin?
No,
he lumps them around.
Yeah,
it's like it's like on a martial arts mat.
Yeah, it's like kickboxing was.
But I think they just pulled two blokes out of the crowd who are in fucking costumes, put them up against an MMA fighter, and he's in a Spider Man and he baits lumps out of two boys.
I think 2v1 Batman and Robin will definitely handle Spider-Man. No, Spider-Man took care of business without using his web shooters as well, which is impressive. Right, gents, thanks for much. Piss off. Alright, so that was the pod. We wrap it up as ever. Big thanks to the Astro lads. Dell there, he's had the 2 millionth customer down this week and gave them a 15% discount instead of normal 7.5%. So if you're in the area and you want to play 5-a-side football or imaginary 7-a-side football or bouncy balls or bouncy footballs or bouncy pool football, whatever it is, come down to the Astro Park and tell Dell we sent you, and you get your 7.5%, unless of course you're 3 million customer, you get 15% in that instance. Also, big thanks to this week's sponsor, and of course it was the Hairy Arms, for all your weekend drinking and nightclub binging down when you're down in Beer in County Offaly this week. That's a big thanks to the Beer County Offaly Tourist Board as ever. And so that was the pod. Emre Chan, dancing and points to go and games to see. And we could be there this time next week. We could be dancing on the ceiling or we could be pulling the ceiling down on top of us. Big thanks as ever to Paul. And to Sean, who's still here pretending not to be here. And of course, Shane Davin, who we told him another 6 months, a bit more comedy lessons, and we have him back in again. So anyway, that's it. Good night. God bless. If you put like a white hat in his head, he'd look like
he's the maddest looking in the world.
Aguero.
Yeah, isn't he?
Aguero, definitely.
Sergio Aguero. Yeah. Give it up.
Now, that's the biggest myth, actually, in world football. That's your deal. It's good looking. Oh. You see the state of the cunt's skin.
Well, an awful
he shaved his face, he looked like fucking Deadpool. Yeah. You shave his head and his face, and he looked like Deadpool.
Sean, can I just say something to you? You might feel that way about him, but the fact is, an awful lot of women do find him attractive.
Because he's on about 100 grand a week.
Well, Rory McIlroy backed that one up. Anyway, and then wingers. Any good looking wingers? Markovic?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Jesus Christ.
If his third leg is as straight as his two other legs.
That's the campaign. It's a great show.